22 minutes past five. Often on this show, we've had conversations about South African agriculture and the inroads and progress that's been made. You may recall a while back, a huge breakthrough on South African lemons gaining access to the Chinese market. We've talked about the growth in South African citrus exports of other kinds in the European markets and the problems they've had. But this is something new, and we thought it would be really interesting to highlight it. There's a group of 40 South African farmers, and thanks to Daily Maverick, Maverick's Rebecca Pitt for bringing this story to our attention, who are looking to grow kiwi fruit and eventually turn that into hopefully an increasingly profitable source of export for South Africa. There is, by the way, a global shortage of kiwi fruit. South Africa is not ideally suited for this, as I understand, not because I know anything about kiwi fruit, because of what I've just read, too hot, too dry, but there is an opportunity. Let's talk about it then with the director of South Africa Kiwi Pollen, Peter Turner. Welcome to 702 Drive.
Good evening, John. Thanks for the invite.
So it sounds like you guys have had to walk quite a long and patient road. This wasn't simply kind of a plug, or shall I say, plant and play option. You had to, as I understand it, spend what, around 7 years trying to see where you could make this work. Tell us what's been the most difficult thing before you could say, you know what, kiwis, we can actually make a go of it.
Yes, John. Actually, the time period of, let's call it the testing or proving period for kiwi production in South Africa goes back to the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, okay.
Where South Africa had a go at trying to produce green kiwi. And during this time period, a lot of mistakes were made, the incorrect areas were planted, et cetera, et cetera. And some of those old guards who got their T-shirt had worked out that kiwi wouldn't work for them are now the very people you still have to convince today that there are different ways of doing things. And probably the single biggest thing that have changed since the 80s is we have a much wider range of genetic material, as well as some other techniques which help us to successfully produce kiwi in South Africa. So the seven-year period we've been busy with is just trying to give growers in South Africa a real proof of concept where we can tick all the boxes that make a discerning South African grower decide whether or not they would choose that crop to grow it and to look to export and to supply the local market.
So where in South Africa is likely to be kiwi central? Presumably more than one place, but give us a sense of the geographical spread of the possible opportunity.
The varieties are best suited to areas which have sufficient winter chilling. So we have a pendulum of time and microclimates from Mokgobeskloof up in Limpopo province, across parts of the escarpment in Mpumalanga, down through the colder areas of central KZN, and then down into the George and Gqeberha areas of the Western Cape. And possibly at the moment, ground zero for South African kiwi would be very much in the George area, particularly the area of the Otaniqua Mountains, where hops in the past has been grown, where we have some excellent proof of concept. So there are quite a few microclimates that also allow us to be able to produce the same variety, but to supply it to the market over a much longer period, which is an advantage of our beautiful country with all the amazing microclimates that we do have.
So Peter, I have to ask you, I mean, obviously you're interested in agribusiness. Some people might be listening and saying, there's got to be an easier way of making a living off the land than this. You and presumably a larger group of you are determined to do this and quite stubborn. Is that because of the size of the prize, or is it because you like a challenge?
John, I think the issue nowadays is really down to a water value equation. And that is where people in the agriculture are really having to turn their pennies over, have a look at the cost of production. And when it comes down to a point of choices between different products, we see that kiwi in the same environment where apple or pears or blueberries and other products that have high value can be produced, the kiwi can offer very good returns. So growers also prefer in farming to stand on more than two or three or best four legs and yes. to diversify into other product ranges. And many farmers are also looking at moving their farming operations from local production only to export. So there is quite a vibrant sort of group of growers who are really looking to explore opportunities for export opportunities. But I must also add that South Africa is a 90% importer of kiwi. So we're also very excited in the future that this project will also provide better quality and a better value proposition to the South African consumer. Kiwi is one of those super fruits. It has 2.5 times more vitamin C than a citrus fruit. It has more than 1,000 little seeds in that fruit that really a lot of us who lead sedentary lives need the amount of roughage of vitamin
yes.
C. So hopefully we'll be seeing South African consumers also consuming more healthy kiwi in the future as well.
Thanks very much. Well, we'll follow it with huge interest. Peter Turner is Director for South Africa Kiwi Pollen. I'll put up a link to Rebecca Pitt's piece. It's a wonderful bit of journalism in Daily Maverick, not least because of the pictures. I had no reason to know how kiwi fruits are grown, but if you look at the pictures they've supplied, they grow in big bunches. Are they bunches or clusters or whatever? I forgot to ask our guest, but have a look at it for yourself. South Africa getting into the kiwi fruit business. We'll see how it goes. 5:29.